USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Negotiators are getting closer to a deal to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a U.S. default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this morning it's important when that deal is reached that it's transparent.
This is something of the way our founders devised this country, right? People lend their voice to us, and we work to make sure their voice is heard. And at the end of the day, I think people should see what that product is before people vote on it.
He didn't go into any detail on what issues still separate Republicans and Democrats. President Biden is also expressing optimism that negotiators are close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. He made those comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. Vice President Kamala Harris is making history by being the first woman to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Our military is a force that underwrites global stability and our national security. And it is this pillar of our strength where you cadets have dedicated yourself to lead.
This July will mark the 47th anniversary of women being admitted to West Point. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The evidence made public in a court filing Friday. It's not known who the witness is or when that recording was made. Holiday travel this weekend is topping pre-pandemic levels, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is keeping an eye on the air.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
Buttigieg says they're keeping an eye on some possible severe weather, and he also praised the airlines for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules. This is USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A deal has been reached between Ford and Tesla that will expand access to Tesla charging stations in North America for people with Ford electric vehicles. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will also get an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 superchargers. In 2025, Ford will begin building their EVs with a new charging port, so the adapter will no longer be needed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. The upcoming season is expected to be less active than in recent years. That's due to several factors, including a developing El Nino weather pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development. Hurricane season runs from the 1st of June until the 30th of November. I'm Brad Siegel.
A Southern California elementary school is going to present The Sound of Music without any Nazi imagery. Officials with the Fullerton School District said they made the decision after a parent expressed concern over their sixth grader wearing a swastika. That Nazi symbol, as well as the Heil Hitler salute, will be omitted from the musical. The NHL Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 5. Vegas holds a 3-1 lead in that series. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 tonight between the Celtics and the Heat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.